It is starting to come into late fall here. Late fall, next month is winter. And as such, the days are getting shorter. And it's getting colder and cloudy. And today was one of the last reasonably nice days forecasted for the next couple of weeks, and we're scheduled to get our first snowfall of the season soon. So today, I went out and I went down to the center of the town that I live in, where there's an open place, an open square that has a fountain in it and flowers and benches and picnic tables. And I went and got a snack, and I was sitting at the picnic table, one of the picnic tables, and I was across the street from the county courthouse. And as I sat there and just enjoyed the last little remnants of sunshine, I people watched. I like to people watch. And I saw all kinds of people coming and going from the courthouse. It was mid-afternoon, so it was peak busy time for the courthouse. I saw people that looked like they were lawyers. You know, they had suits on with the briefcase and the very lawyery look, if you will. I saw some police officers. I saw what looked like families. A couple of them had children. There were some older people that came and went. And there were people in the square as well. I wasn't the only one there. There was a lady that was doing, trimming the rose bushes around the fountain and that kind of stuff. And there was a table of adorable older men who, from what I could overhear with my shameless eavesdropping, it sounded like they were just having a catch-up date. They were just sitting and shooting the shit, but it looked as though they had all come there intentionally. And at one point there was a man and a woman with a small child. At one point there was a group of kids playing some game. They were shouting and screaming and running and doing all the things that kids do. There was a man, looked like he was having a mid-afternoon meal with his mom at one of the other picnic tables. Just all these people, all out doing their thing, and it was so odd to me, because I was sitting there, and if you saw me, you wouldn't look twice at me. You would never suspect that I talk about how badly I want to be fucked and used as a cum dump, and all the things that I've talked about in my audience, you'd never suspect that I do those things and that I say those things and that I come for people all around the world to listen to. And I was looking at all those people and I was thinking to myself, I wonder what secrets they have. I wonder if any of them are you. I wonder if I walked right by one of my listeners today. Or maybe I walked by another voice actor, another performer here from GWA. Or maybe I walked by one of the girls that works in the phone sex subreddit. Or one of the OnlyFans people. You know, there's all these, it's like sometimes we have multiple lives, you know? We have the life that we show in public, and then we have our home life, and then sometimes we have another private life that only a couple people know about. And then sometimes it's things like this where more than a couple people know about my audios, but you all are so far removed from the life that I have in the reels that it's almost like two completely different people. There's a word that I like. The word is sonder, S-O-N-D-E-R, and it basically means when you look at people around you and you realize that they have as full and complete a life as you do. They have decades of experiences and emotions and things and memories. And, you know, we sometimes forget that there are other people in the world with lives just as complex and as rich and as depressing and as ours. And this is taking a surprisingly deep turn for a porn audio, an erotic audio. So thanks for bearing with me for 6 minutes. How about if I go ahead and fuck myself and you can listen to me come? Sorry about the long intro. I was feeling introspective. There is a fantasy that I like. I'll tell you about this fantasy. This fantasy is fairly new for me, but it is one that I like a lot. And it's not a really deviant fantasy, but there's something really sexy about it to me. I like the idea of you coming home and you've had a bad day, and when you get home, I'm there, you know, I know you're coming home, so I'm near the front door to unlock it and open it for you, and you don't say anything to me. You push me down on my knees, and you unzip your pants, and you pull out your cock, and you shove it in my mouth. The door behind you isn't even closed. Anyone could walk by and see what you're doing. You take your hands and you fist them in my hair, and you fuck my face hard and rough. And it doesn't matter that I can't breathe. It doesn't matter that I've got drool all down the front of my shirt. All that matters is you have had a bad day, and you need to feel better. And I'm going to help you with that, whether I like it or not. After a couple of minutes, your cock is nice and coated in spit and saliva, you pull it out, leaving me gasping for breath. Those little quick inhalations and exhalations that I was able to manage to grab in between thrusts weren't enough. I am desperate, gasping for breath. You don't say anything. I'm still on my knees, and you push me down onto my hands. You go around behind me and pull my skirt up. Still haven't said a word. Still haven't even said hello. Pull my skirt up. I'll tap my panties to one side and shove your entire cock in my ass. No warning. No nothing. I might have thought you were going to fuck my pussy, but no. No, you need to fuck my ass. Oh, you need to come in my ass. But first, you need to fuck my ass. You need to take the entire day out and let it go in the best place. To let it go is inside me, because you know that I'm gonna take everything that you give me, and I'm gonna beg for more. Oh, of course, having the entirety of your cock shoved into my ass like that hurts like a motherfucker, and it makes me fucking scream out the wide open front door. It still hasn't been closed. You push my head down. My face is basically against the floor. The side of my cheek is against the floor. And I look over and I can see your briefcase sitting there. All I can focus on is the stitching in the corner. One of the stitches has come out. One of the pieces of thread got snapped and that single stitch is missing. That's all I can focus on. Is you fuck my ass. Like it's the last thing you're ever gonna fuck. And it hurts. It fucking hurts. So fucking good. Oh, you're not sure at this point if the whimpering, pitiful sounds that I'm making are because it still hurts or because it's starting to feel good. You reach one hand around my hip. You can feel how fucking soaked I am. And you drive two fingers into my soaked pussy. You can feel me starting to clench. You fucking know. You know that I love this. You know that it hurts, and I fucking love it. You know that I need this. I need this just as much as I need the cuddles. Just as much as I need the sweet I love yous. Just as much as I need... Oh, I need you. I need all of you. Oh, I need everything that she'll give me. Oh, and I'm still gonna beg for more. Oh, my legs are fucking trembling. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck my ass. Oh, God, make me come. Please. Make me come while you fuck my ass. Make me come while you hurt me, please. Please. Oh. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I need this. I don't. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know why sometimes I need pain with my pleasure. Oh, but you're so fucking good at giving it to me. You're so good at it. Oh, you know exactly what I need. Oh, even when I don't want to take it, even when I don't want to give you control over me, you know, just to take it. Oh, just to take it. Just take me. God, just please, like, just take me and use me, like, just be for whatever you need, cuddle hugs, long slow kisses before bed, brutal ass fuckings on the floor by the front door, oh, I want them all, oh, God, I don't want you. Please, I want you inside me. I want you to come inside me. Oh, please come inside me. Fuck me. Please. Oh, you know that I don't mind when you come on my face or on my tits or on my ass or wherever, but you know that I love when you come inside me. That's where I want you to come. I want you to come inside me in my mouth and in my pussy and in my ass. Please. I want, that's what I need, that's what I need. Please. No. Oh. No, please. Oh, I'm gonna... No. No. Right there. Thank you for giving me a place to share it.